Schizophysics. The ultimate goal of science is to come up with an all-embracing theory of everything, TOE, a single theory which describes the whole universe. It should be pointed out that an unconscious metaphysical assumption about the way the universe exists is implicit in the idea that there can be one theory that covers the whole universe. Wheeler writes, "I, too, dream of an all-encompassing theory, but my dream has quite a different shape than the dream of these particle physicists." In excluding consciousness from their TOE, however, it is as if corporatized physicists are saying that consciousness is not a phenomenon that is part of the whole universe, which is to say that their TOE doesn't have a leg to stand on. To quote Heisenberg, "Yet any science that deals with living organisms must needs cover the phenomenon of consciousness, because consciousness, too, is part of reality." Physics thinks of itself as a discipline that is trying to understand the nature of the universe, and yet, strangely enough, its practitioners' unconscious reactions to the implications of their own discoveries are seen as part of the universe that is not worthy of their attention. Philosopher Jean Baudrillard writes, "It is not enough for theory to describe and analyze. It must itself be an event in the universe it describes." Interestingly, from one point of view, the behavior of the quantum realm itself seems schizophrenic. Speaking about quantum physics, the Dalai Lama asks, "Are we condemned to live with what is apparently a schizophrenic view of the world?" In their reaction to the crazy world of the quantum, physicists are turning a blind eye to something within themselves, as if they are desperately avoiding relating with a part of themselves. In their schizophrenic, which literally means split mind, reaction, they have fallen into a state of cognitive dissonance within their own minds. His Holiness relays a story of how some quantum physicists he knows of have commented on how physicists themselves relate to their field in a schizophrenic manner. In the lab, physicists think of subatomic particles as being real things. But once they start philosophizing about the foundation of their theory, they talk about how nothing really exists without the apparatus that defines it. Author Michael Talbot, writing about his excessive optimism regarding how the revelations of quantum physics will be ushering in a new paradigm, writes in Mysticism and the New Physics, "One of the reasons for my excessive optimism was that I did not realize how schizophrenic many physicists are when it comes to interpreting some of the new physics' most outstanding findings. Time and experience has since taught me that some physicists are oddly schizoid when it comes to extrapolating or expanding beyond their immediate findings. They are not unlike idiot savants, individuals who possess a profound genius in one subject, but whose intelligence and vision is merely normal when it comes to looking beyond the narrow focus of their research." In this state of inner disassociation from a part of themselves, physicists are keeping contradictory viewpoints apart from each other, separated by a watertight partition, a mental firewall. This cognitive dissonance can't help but propagate itself by sending psychic ripples throughout the field of physics. Deeply rooted convictions such as the classical empiricism, to quote Professor Emeritus of Physical Chemistry Lothar Schaefer, can brainwash even the most brilliant scholars. From all appearances, many physicists, some of the most educated, intelligent, and influential members of our species, are suffering from a psychological malady. If this is the case among some of the brightest among us, what does this tell us about what is happening among the human race as a whole, as well as deep within the collective psyche of humanity? Anything that can't be experimentally measured is of no concern to most physicists. But then, how can consciousness, which is groundless while simultaneously being the ground of all measurement, directly measure itself? Similar to how elementary particles do not have a precise position and motion, consciousness has no location. Consciousness can never be an object of knowledge, which is to say it can never be objectified and known in an objective manner like other items of our experience. Consciousness, however, is the only tool we have to examine consciousness. Seemingly caught in an endless dilemma with no exit strategy, the situation we find ourselves in is one in which a sentient, self-reflective mirror is reflecting itself as it reflects upon itself. Quantum physics is like a cosmic mirror pushing the scientific world right to its edge and reflecting back its blind spot. Etymologically, one of the original meanings of the word mirror is holder of the shadow. similar to an individual's personal process in which the very thing we turn away from is typically where the alchemical gold is to be found. What physics is currently turning away from might actually be the most significant clue about the ultimate nature of reality. The very fact that there is something within quantum theory that, when encountered, produces a psychological recoil is a sign of how psychoactivating quantum theory is. In any case, there is definitely something curious and worthy of further contemplation going on within the hallowed halls of physics, particularly within the minds of physicists. The discoveries of quantum physics throw physicists back upon themselves. To quote Freeman Dyson, "My message is that science is a human activity, and the best way to understand it is to understand the individual human beings who practice it." Quantum physics' realizations about the nature of elementary particles are a magic mirror reflecting something back to us, not just about nature, but about our nature. To quote Wheeler, "No theory of physics that deals only with physics will ever explain physics." I believe that as we go on trying to understand the universe, we are at the same time trying to understand man. It is in this sense that quantum physics becomes indistinguishable from a form of metaphysics. Schrödinger writes, "I consider science an integrating part of our endeavor to answer the one great philosophical question which embraces all others, the one that Plotinus expressed by his brief, 'Who are we?' And more than that, I consider this not only one of the tasks, but the task of science, the only one that really counts." Wheeler consistently emphasizes the importance of asking the right question. Extrapolating on what Schrödinger considers to be the one great philosophical question, Jung writes, "The meaning of my existence is that life is addressed a question to me, or conversely, I myself am a question which is addressed to the world, and I must communicate my answer, for otherwise I am dependent upon the world's answer." In other words, instead of unthinkingly taking on others' ideas about who we are, we should, based on our own experience, find out for ourselves. And in finding out who we are, there is no getting around or away from the psyche.